Okay, right, Joe, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back. Nice to see you again.
Well, and so quickly, and the re I'll just set this up quickly. Joe, you released that presentation that you did on YouTube now, and that's free and open source out there for everybody to see. You've been getting some incredible feedback. We did the podcast together. You've been on Jordan's show as well. I think you've recorded with Marty now. You've probably got many people lining up to have you on. So well done. Excellent. Great to see
Thank
you
you very
burst onto the scene like this in 2025 with such an effective presentation. I was calling you to give you feedback because the girls here, we watched it last night with Mummy too. And by the way, at the end, spontaneous rapturous round of applause from the three ladies.
Honestly, well,
So,
I'm delighted to hear that you've enjoyed it. So thank you, girls.
there was one point, this is the feedback part. There was one point we had to pause it a few times to explain a little bit deeper, through your slides. There's one point towards the end where I had to stop and we had a pretty in-depth discussion for 5 to 10 minutes. And it's when there's a break in the wall. So a break in the wall happens, you girls remember. And the people on the Fiatello side of the wall can now go and see what's going on the Satoshi side of the wall. Yeah. And do you remember what your question was?
Why do you so wait, what's the people on the other side of the
The
wall?
Satoshi
The
side.
Satoshi, yeah, why does the Satoshi side want to change their Satoshis to Fiatello?
Yeah. So as you explained, some people were selling their Fiatellos because they wanted the Satoshis. So these guys were like, wait, why would anybody sell their Satoshis for Fiatellos in the first place?
That is a great question. It's the other half of the demand. It's the demand supply equation here, girls. So for those that are holding the Fiatellos, they realize that it's a poor use of a mechanism to store their value long term, because they see it's like a melting ice cube. It's disappearing very quickly, and so they want to get that value transferred into Satoshis. But you're right, very few people would actually want to sell the Satoshis to allow them to do that. But that means that you've got a lot of demand and not a lot of supply. So, to come back to the earlier example, Lauren, when we talked about the slides, where you have increasing demand, increasing supply of goods makes prices go down. When you have a reduced supply of goods, in this case, the Satoshis, and a lot of demand from the people who want to sell their Fiatellos, it makes the price of Satoshis in Fiatellos go up a lot. So if previously maybe they were one to one, you could get one Satoshi for one Fiatello. Now that it's you've got to pay two Fiatellos to get one Satoshi, and then three, and then 10, and then 50, and then 1 million. And there will always be, in a free market, a price which people are willing to sell you something. There will always be. But the fewer sellers there are, the higher price that will be. And so, if people end up having, so people, to think about what they would then do with those Fiatellos, if they received them, they would then try and find a way to get rid of them or spend them on something closer to a hard money. So maybe they would like to take the Fiatellos they've just received and buy physical assets, like buildings or things like this on the Fiatello side of the island, because on the Fiatello side of the island there would still be the markets in goods and services, so people would still be buying bread and things like this in Fiatellos. And so this is the beauty of a free market: the demand and the supply would help find the right price, and there would always be a marginal price at which somebody would be willing to do something, because it's much easier if you have a way to then recycle them. And what Fiatello also does is, he increasingly puts restrictions on the way his citizens can use their money. And so those restrictions only apply to the population. They don't necessarily apply to everybody in the island. And so what you often see in the real world, where you have weak currencies like this that are being destroyed, is that political actors or people close to political actors have a much greater level of access to trading in and out of these assets, these currencies versus harder money than the average person. And so say you're this is a very long answer, but hopefully this example gives you a better sense for it. Imagine you're a baker on the Fiatello side of the island, and you get paid in Fiatellos, and you see that these are disappearing in value. You are going to want to try and buy Satoshis. So you find somebody who's willing to sell you those Satoshis at some price, but that person is probably connected to the government in some way and can then recycle them through government channels or relationship-driven channels to then basically take a chunk of money out of that transaction. And the baker ends up being worse off because somebody is taking a chunk of the transaction value because they have unequal access to be able to recycle those funds. I mean, you see this all the time. I mean, like Lebanon is a great example with the currency destruction that happened there. You have official rates, and then you have black market rates, and people really end up wanting to trade at any price to get out of the withering assets that they hold. I hope that's a very long answer, but I hope it helps.
I think that's what Daddy was trying to explain, but he was like, yeah, no, maybe that doesn't make sense. No, actually, no, that doesn't make sense. So actually, this clears up a lot.
So yeah, the other thing I was trying to explain, the other dynamic at play here is when that hole in the wall opens between the Fiatello side and the Satoshi side, and you clearly say in the slide, which opens up trade. Now you have exchange rates going. You have money moving between each side of the island, but you also have people moving between each side of the island. And what I was saying to these guys is there's going to be goods and services on the Fiatello side of the wall that didn't exist on the Satoshi side of the wall, which or maybe did exist but aren't as good. Maybe they're for whatever reason they're better on the Fiatello side of the skills and the services and the products of people on that side might have specified in. I was using like an example of like the best roast chicken shack you've ever come across, right? Which you just didn't have on the Satoshi side. But the only way you can get that is by exchanging for Fiatellos. So you have this explosion of trade. Now, over time, the person selling that good and service on the Fiatello side will just start demanding payment in Satoshis rather than Fiatellos. And this is how the whole thing just keeps growing and growing and growing. But like the real important thing is to realize that as soon as people can start moving across that wall, so will money in air quotes, and that exchange will just blossom.
And another example there is, the quality of people on both sides is the same. They have the same, they think in a very similar way, they're motivated in a very similar way, they want the best for their families, they want to be productive and lead good lives, right? And be happy and see have a clear connection between the effort they put in and the innovations they create and the outcomes for themselves. Now, that's a much clearer link on the Satoshi side than it is on the Fiatello side, because the environment on the Fiatello side is much more corrupted. You are fighting against the system just to exist in you with your default human actions that everybody has. Everyone has the same motivations, and so if you are presented with the opportunity to leave the Fiatello side to join the Satoshi side, where life becomes a lot easier, then it's a apologies the dog,
Yes, okay.
and the dog is called Max. It's called Maxie. You'll be pleased to know.
There is no second best name for a
There is
dog.
no second best dog. There's no. It's yeah. Anyway, so they would leave to go to the Satoshi side if they were free to do so. And this is what you see in the real world. So economies that are struggling and that are not free, they lose their best people, their most productive people at an early age, and it's often called the brain drain. People leave those countries and go to America often because America is the place to be if you want to pursue, free market initiatives. And so what happens is it leaves Fiatello's side of the island even weaker. So not only are they losing their money, they're losing their most productive people, which puts even more pressure on Fiatello to then make more compromises and more compromises to try and stop things collapsing completely. Now, obviously not everybody can leave. If you have families or you have, ties to a certain place, often people just are stuck where they are because the cost of leaving is too high a price for them to pay. And then at that point, as your dad says, they just start wanting only Satoshi. So even on the Fiatello side of the island, people say, you can't pay in Fiatellos anymore. You've got to pay me in Satoshis, because even if they can't leave, they can still try and get access to the money. So I hope that helps with the real world example.
Yeah, it does. Thank you. I think that's the only question we had.
That was the discussion we were having last night during the presentation,
Okay, great.
which I wanted Joe to have like kind of live feedback about that, because it's, you put this work out there and it also all of a sudden it just goes, it's out and you have no idea what people are talking about it, how they're interacting with it. So what did you actually think of the presentation? Well, you said you should send it to your, who's your, you got a friend studying economics, right? That was the first. I need to send this to.
Well, please
Can't remember
do.
her name.
Gemma.
Gemma, right? Okay, so Gemma's got a. Gemma's about to fail her economics class at A level because she's going to get the truth.
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's she needs to study to pass the test, not necessarily study the right answers for some of these things. But hopefully, girls, share it with whoever you think would be interested. Yeah, that goes for if you do end up putting this on X or the like, Daniel. It goes to everybody. Please take time to watch it. Watch it and talk to your families about it. Have people who don't know what Bitcoin is or why you feel the way you do about Bitcoin. Share it with them and then have these discussions. And please share it with as many of the people as possible. And so, I'm here. I'm trying to reply to all the comments as they come in, and I'm slightly overwhelmed at the moment with the volume of stuff coming in. So if you have said something nice and I haven't replied yet, then I will get to it. Please be patient with me. And thank you for all the lovely comments as well. Sorry, I'm talking to the audience now as opposed to you guys. But thank you ever so much for all the messages on email and through the website on X and stuff. I'm blown away by the reception here, and I'm just so glad it's proving useful for everybody. And so please share any success stories that you have, post them to me on X and SatMojo, and also at Sats versus Fiat, so other people can see. The more we show this thing works and sparks the conversations we all want, then it inspires other people to do exactly the same. And so yeah, thank you. Thanks again, Daniel, for the opportunity to have another chat with you. And thank you, girls, for the great questions.
Yeah. Thank you.
No
Thank you for
problem, mate.
answering.
So yeah, make sure you send it to Gemma, then she can send it to her teacher, and I've already sent it to Caitlin, and so she's at university and she can send it on to her professors, and this is how we
The thing is, will Gemma watch it?
you can lead a horse to water, Sophia. Do you have you ever heard this saying?
I've never heard it, but I know what it means. I
You can
think.
lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. Yeah. But all of these things, they're just touch points. Everybody needs a touch point, and this is one of those excellent touch points that Joe's put out there. So any further questions? Thoughts?
I did give my thought on the
Okay.
thing. I think you are very clear, and that was very good. And I like the music in the background. It was like very calming. No, I think I already said this in the last podcast, but I did like the AI pictures. I think they're funny.
I'm glad. I mean, the It's wonderful what you can do with AI these days, but I hope it makes it just makes it feel a bit more relatable to
And you
have.
can picture it. Like, you don't, it's, yeah. Since it's there, you don't have to picture it yourself. So, yeah.
So do we need to make Fiatello plushies? And
No.
no.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
But would anyone buy a Fiatello plushie?
I mean,
He's kind of a bad guy.
yeah, I was gonna say, you might wanna.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I mean, well, firstly, I would buy one if you want to make one, Lauren. I'll be your first customer. But I don't think he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
I
he's sorry.
he, no, sorry, go on, Lauren.
I don't think he's a bad guy. He just has like he just didn't understand what would happen with the big red button.
Yeah, and then once he's pressed it, he's stuck, isn't he? Because the only choice he has is to carry on pressing it, otherwise things fall apart.
Yeah.
It's very easy to look at the people that we have in the government and in the central banks as being, bad people, but they're not bad people. They have access to something that they shouldn't have access to, and it's just too easy to press the button, and then everything's changed. You can't stop pressing it once you have pressed it. And so, that's the realization that I think we all need to come to and try and educate as well. I would love the people who have access to the big red button to see the video. And then hopefully they then say, okay, well, yeah, this is fair. Because that's the way we start change. The people are not bad people.
Yeah, I really liked the fact that you did do that, or you made that somewhat clear in the presentation. You never said Fiatello was a bad person. You just said that he made a different decision, and that decision was the easier decision, but it had more consequences. And I think as human beings, we all make or we all want to make the easier decision, and most of us do. But we have to live with the consequences, obviously, and the consequences are more often than not worse for the long term than they are, I guess, good for the short term.
That's a great summary of it. So, you've hit the nail on the head.
All right, so Fiatello plushies are a thing. I don't think anybody would buy a Christine Lagarde plushie though. So, I mean,
Who's that?
you don't want to know who she is.
Exactly.
This is where.
There's no demands. There's no demands for those fleshies.
There certainly isn't, and I know perhaps Joe and I will have a further discussion on that. But I think there's a level of evil in that woman that, and perhaps a few others that is.
Is she in the
She's the European Central Bank, head of the ECB.
basket?
Oh no, that was Jacinda Ardern. Yeah, another. There's no plushie market for Jacinda
Yeah,
Ardern.
I
I
do think some of them have a certain evil to them, but
There
not
are
all of
definitely
them.
evil in people.
There is evil in people, and the power that comes with the big red button brings it out more often than not, I
Yeah,
suppose.
I mean that is a good observation, and to be in a position to have access to the big red button means that you're probably in a position of authority.
Oh my God. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I can probably
No,
get
carry
through.
on, carry
Okay.
on. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
It means that you're probably in a position of authority, and quite often you have. I mean, I'm speaking in very broad terms here, because for people to become high up in government, for example, it appeals to certain personality types, perhaps more than others. There is a subset of those personality types which are drift away from sort of what you maybe consider to be good people. And so it doesn't mean everybody that works for the government or the central bank is not a good person. Of course, society as a whole has a wide spectrum of people. But it's probably overrepresented in those areas for positions of power. So we just need to get to a point where people are not forced and don't have the option to make the easy choice. If you never had the option to press the big red button in the first place, then you can't make that mistake.
Yeah.
Usually daddy knows what to say in the situation.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what to say.
Well, that's very honest, Lauren. You don't have to ask a question. It's only really if there's something else that you'd like to know about it, and if something does occur to you, then you can just get dad to give me another call. I'm happy to jump on and we can talk about it some more. And perhaps also, sorry, Maxie, perhaps also explaining it to your friends when you talk about it, other things will occur, and then you'll start educating other people. And this is how we grow Bitcoin. Bitcoin is something we need to bring into the lives of everybody, because once it's in your life, just everything just becomes so much brighter. And so, you know, hopefully this video gives everyone the opportunity to start those conversations with people in a way which is not hitting them over the head with Bitcoin, but is starting from a point of shared experience with something that affects their lives. And then you can help bring them along as to why that happened and what the solution might be. But please let me know how you get on with sharing these videos.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah. All right.
Well,
I think that's all
for me. I've been demoted to this seat back here. Don't know if you can hear me anymore.
The girls have been doing a great job.
Well, thanks again, mate. Thanks for everything that you've done and are doing. And 2025 is obviously going to be a huge one for you. I'm sure you're getting requests for conferences and things. So we'll be bumping into each other a lot more, I hope, over 2025.
Well, I look forward to it. And I really look forward to buying this plushie. So let me know how that goes.
Don't get your hopes up too high.
Well, somebody listening might just go and do this now.
If you're going to create a Fiatello plushie, just make sure he has a big red button. That's all.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Right. Cheers, Joe. See you, mate.
See ya.